877-207-7201.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if we can help you with your holiday shopping with the right plant for your favorite gardener or family member, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Jared, let's go right to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Edith on the line who's calling about a hydrangea.
Edith, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning. I only had one question, but I've been listening so long, now I have two more. Is that okay?
That's good. Sure.
Okay. Well, first of all, in this economy, I've been cutting back, and I usually have a gardener come in and do my grounds, and I didn't do that this year. Now, I have a tree, a hydrangea tree, and I wanted to know if I should cut all those blossoms off. And then you were talking about I didn't have mulch put in this year. I've left leaves. Now you've got me thinking I'll have to rake all those leaves away now because I might have little animals in there. And the third question was from the Arbor Day, which I always contribute to, I got trees yesterday. Now, I can't plant those.
Yeah, I don't understand why Arbor Day is sending trees this time of the year. Probably the best thing for you to do, Edith, is take those trees and get yourself some regular potting soil and put them in plastic pots the tree itself should be dormant right now, and why they're sending it into New England at this time.
I was really shocked.
Yeah. So, see, because the plant doesn't have any soil around it. So, if you just took some small plastic pots, fill them with soil so that the roots are in soil, and then put it in the coldest room that you have, or else if you've got a garage, put it in your garage or in the tool shed, but it needs to be in soil. Okay? If you have a basement, put it in your basement, but you've got to pot up that tree. Otherwise, between now and spring, it's definitely going to die. Now, the leaves as a mulch is very good. Mother Nature, if you take a walk in the woods, it's fallen pine needles, it's fallen leaves, and they slowly break down with the microbes, and it changes it right back to soil. So don't worry about you not putting any bark mulch. The leaves will do a very, very good job for you, and it will insulate the ground. And don't worry about the rodents at this point. The weather's cold now. They're in their holes to stay and should not create any problem. Now, your hydrangea tree, I always cut the flowers off of my hydrangea tree. I learned my lesson many years ago, and I relearned it last year. Last year, I was busy. I did not cut the big flowers off of my hydrangea tree, and we had a nice storm. In fact, this is the anniversary this weekend of the ice storm from last year, and those big flowers got full of snow that changed over to very, very wet snow and then to freezing rain. And what happened is my hydrangea tree broke. One third of the plant broke right off. So what I would suggest, if you're able to get out in the yard, you know, it doesn't have to be today, but in the next few days, you get a day that's nice that you can get out there, just take some pruners and just below the flowers, cut them right off. And that way, if we do get icy type weather, there's no huge flower to catch the ice and to create breakers. But last year when the ice storm hit, because I didn't do it, one third of my tree broke off. And by the time I realized it, it was too late. I went out, I looked out the window, and it looked like it was really, really weeping with the weight of the ice, like all of the trees. And when I finally did get out there, I realized that the back third of the plant, luckily for me, the back of it had broken right off. It right at the Y-shaped crotch, it ripped right off. So in the spring, when I could get back out there, I pruned it back pretty good and fed it really heavy. And with all the rain we had last year, it did come right back. But we had a major, major problem with it. So this fall, believe me, as soon as the flowers turned brown, I went out there with my hand pruners, and I cut back all of the flowers on my hydrangea. I was not going to happen a second time. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Frank on the line, who's got a question about a Christmas tree.
Hey, Frank, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Happy holiday.
Happy holidays.
Quick question. I've been buying real trees for years, and I've been using, you know, the chemical solution that you can buy to the water.
Yeah,
for the
Prolong.
And
yes.
I'm just wondering if that really clogs up the bottom part of the trunk so that it can really absorb water.
Well, the thing they're supposed to do with the old-fashioned one, you're always supposed to put a fresh cut on that tree. So when you buy the tree, make sure that they cut a fresh cut on the bottom of the tree, bring it home, and put it right into your tree stand. And then if you put that Prolong in there, fine. But if you put a fresh cut in the nursery, and then you don't put up the tree till the following day, the pitch has replugged all of those pores on the bottom of your tree. Now, there's a new product called Vacation, and I'm using it on my tree. I gave it to a neighbor to try, and he's been very happy so far, and I've been very happy with it so far.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation is a product that is absorbed. You mix it with a gallon of water. The tree will absorb it, and you do not add additional water to your tree stand. And what it does, Vacation will plug all of the pores in the needles of the tree. And it literally seals them so no moisture can escape. And it's supposed to keep the tree from drying out for up to 3 weeks. Now, the original thought of this product is for people going on vacation. And I think you put like an ounce to maybe a gallon of water. I'm not sure exactly. I don't have the bottle here. But you mix it according to the directions. You water all of your house plants with it. The house plants will absorb it. It will plug up all of the pores, and it will prevent your house plants from drying out for a two-week period when you're gone on vacation. When you get home, you water, and that new water that's absorbed into the plant will break that product and will allow the plant to resume normal transpiration, moisture loss. So the old-fashioned products is like a vitamin to keep the plant healthy and working. But this new product, Vacation, plugs up the pores, preventing moisture loss. And as the label says, do not add water when the tree stand dries. So it absorbs it all in, it sends it to the pores, keeps it. If you add water, The tree will absorb it, and now it pops all of that sealant that's in the pores.
Right.
So the old-fashioned is kind of a vitamin to help it stay green longer. So it's a new type of technology, and from the results that I've seen on my tree, I'm very, very pleased with it. And for those of you that have tried it, I mean, we're gonna talk about this after Christmas. But my neighbor told me that his tree is very good, and he's rubbing the needles. They're still fragrant. My tree is the same. So let's see what happens in the long run.
Good.
Our phone number is 8. Thank you so much, Frank. We appreciate the call. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Carol on the line, who's calling about some lilacs.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. It's a privacy hedge, 30 plants that were put in about 5 years ago. They're Donald Wyman lilacs. And
that's a good variety.
It's a mystery to me. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. One of the trees is flourishing. It's beautiful. It's the leaves are very green. It's growing. It's very high. I would say about 25 of the rest of them are just doing very poorly, and about 7 of them are, I think, going to have to be replaced. And I don't understand it because I've limed it, I've fertilized it. Why would one, maybe 3 trees are doing really, really well, and all the rest are a huge disappointment. And it's
okay. Why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break, and when we come back, we'll discuss what they were, container, a ball and burlap, and how you planted them, and let's get to find out exactly what went into this. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. One quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, I think we still had Carol on the line with the lilacs.
Oh, that's right. We're going to talk about, that's right, we're going to talk with Carol the lilac. Now, Carol, when you bought these lilacs, were they ball and burlap, or were they in plastic pots?
They were in plastic pots.
Okay, and did you plant them yourself, or did you have a landscaper
plant them? It was a family get-together. We all, my kids, my grandchildren, we all showed up and just put our weight into it and got them in the... We had to remove a former hedge, which had died. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that. But symptomatic of every bush that isn't thriving are these hundreds of, like, hair-like little sprouts, runners, that are shooters that are coming up from the ground. Every shrub has these crazy little suckers, I guess you would call them, thousands of
yeah.
them all around the base of the shrub. And the rest of the tree is just not doing well. That may give you an indication.
So the main, so the main plant is doing nothing but is producing all these suckers.
Yes, except for this, as I said, three or four trees that just absolutely have a nice thick trunk and they're beautiful. But
now, when you planted them, did you 3 out of 30?
Yes.
Well,
and they're right next to each other. I'll have the flourishing one, and then, you know, a foot away from it or 2 feet away will be the other one that's doing poorly. So I don't understand this. They're all in the same soil. They've all been planted the same.
All planted the same, all the same day.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all getting...
Bad stock? I mean, could it just be bad plants? No, there's no bad plant, right?
Well, there shouldn't be a bad plant. And the thing that's really confusing is that this particular plant is making all these suckers.
Yes.
Which is usually good, but the older growth, the more mature growth, has just stopped growing.
Right. I'm just cutting off dead wood.
Yeah. Now, has the bulk of what you planted, those have slowly died back now?
Yes, they pretty much aren't growing at all. They're just producing this, as I said, hundreds of little suckers.
Okay, but the original plant themselves that's
yes.
on top of these suckers, that growth is slowly dying?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's alive, but it's not growing. It's not really maturing. It's not broadening or anything.
Yeah. So all of the growth is coming out of the ground, nothing from the once established plant itself.
No.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
So there's a white, flaky, dusty thing, too, that's on those plants. I don't know if that's anything at all, but...
Yeah, it could be like powdery mildew. I'll tell you what, Carol. Why don't you do this? Why don't you send me an email?
Okay.
My email is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com.
Okay.
Okay, and just write on the email, Paul, I'm the woman who called you this morning about the lilac. Send me your home phone, and then during the week I'll see if I can make some calls and find out what's going on. But the roots are still alive because the roots are making all these suckers, but the main plant is stunted.
Yes, you know what I can do, Paul? I will take a picture of the plant and send it in the email.
Perfect.
Would that help?
Do that. That would be perfect. That would be perfect.
The good one and the bad one.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Pparent at roadrunner.com.
Road, right.
Roadrunner. Okay.
Thank you. Roadrunner, all one word, .com.
Thank you so much,
Thank you,
Paul.
Carol.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You send that, and we'll talk later on today. Thank you so much. I have a phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call right now, and we'll try and help you. Boy, that's really confusing that the main plants are not growing, but the suckers are growing like crazy. But I'll make some calls, Carol, and we'll find out what the heck's going on. Okay, that number, 800-259-9231. Watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hello, at OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow, I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, we'll work together, help you for the holidays, for the Christmas season, and maybe have some questions about things that happened in your garden this year, and we'll try and help you with that. Now, if you're looking for a very, very unique holiday Christmas gift for somebody that has everything, think about the macroscope. The macroscope is like a binocular, except it's only a single. You can focus to 18 inches, which binoculars you can't. And when you're traveling, it saves room and it's half the weight. Let me give you a phone number to call for information. 907-345-3259. And the website is close to Infinity, infinity.com. This is great for people that can't go outside during the winter. They can take the microscope and they can look at the birds and enjoy them. During the rest of the year, you can go in the garden and you can watch the bees pollinate on a flower. It's a great tool. Bring it to a ball game. Bring it to a play. It's really a nice, nice item. And for the person that's hard to shop for, this is a good thing. Phone number, 907-345-3259. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up, let me see if I can read my writing here. We have Barbara on the line calling about a bromeliad.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, nice to speak with you, Paul. I received
nice
that houseplant about a year ago, and it's been thriving and doing well. And about a week or two ago, it just seemed to fade away. It's just about gray now. And I'm thinking, I don't know enough about it to know, do I throw it out or do you cut it back and it'll come again? Or is it just a one-time bloom?
Well, it should be just a one-time bloom, but it should have made little babies, like a little pup, it's called, on coming out of the side of the mother plant. Did you notice if a new shoot has developed to one side of the original plant?
Oh, I have it right in front of me, and I don't think so, Paul.
Okay. Well, if it has not produced...
The stem of the flower, like the bottom of the flower before it goes into the greenery, feels good. Doesn't feel dead.
Yeah.
But
okay. It
looks dead.
But the main foliage itself is still alive and green.
Yes.
Okay, but the flower itself is done.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do is to remove the dead flower, just take
just
a pair of pruners, and cut it as close to the plant as possible.
Yes.
And I want you to fertilize that plant every month with whatever type of a liquid fertilizer you have, whether it's Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest Fertilizer. I want you to feed it every month. Now, what's going to happen once you remove the faded flower? The mother's job is done. She's produced a bloom, and what should happen once you cut off the dead flower, it should make a little side shoot, and it's going to make a brand new plant. And some plants will make one, some will make even two new shoots. And what is happening is the mother is transforming her energy into these two little babies that are going to develop beside her. Once the little babies are about maybe 3 to 6 inches in height, then you're going to take like a steak knife or a serrated type knife, and you're going to cut the mother to the ground. And now the two babies will come, and they'll start to grow, and they'll get new leaves and get thicker and fuller. And this is going to take a whole year for this process.
Well.
Once the little babies are a year old, then what you're going to do is this. You're going to get yourself a clear plastic bag. You can use like one of those oversized trash bags, but it's got to be clear. You take your bromeliad, you put it in a window that faces east where you get morning sun, or a window that faces west where you get late in the day sun, okay, but not south-facing. You take that plant, put it in that window, put it inside the clear plastic bag. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take an apple. You're going to take the apple in your hand, and you're going to bang it on your kitchen countertop until it's really, really bruised up. And then you're going to put the bruised apple in the clear trash bag with the bromeliad. You're going to tie a knot in the plastic bag. You can take a piece of string or a twist them, but you need to seal it. And what's going to happen is as that bruised up apple begins to break down, it's going to create ethylene gas. And anything that rots creates ethylene gas. Ethylene gas will be absorbed into the two babies, and ethylene gas will create fertilization in those plants to make them reflower for you. And you keep this plant in the plastic bag for about 2 weeks, and it works wonderful. So cut off the faded flower. Feed it every month with a good liquid fertilizer. In fact, if you want to do it every couple of weeks, that would be even better. Move it to an east or west window in a clear trash bag. Or if you get some dry cleaning done, use that clear dry cleaning bag.
Oh, yeah.
A bruised apple for 2 weeks and leave it sealed for a two-week period because you don't want to let the gas escape. And after 2 weeks, take it out of the bag. Put it back in a nice south-facing window, and within a 3 to 4 month period, you'll have a brand new flower on that bromeliad. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You give that a try.
Okay.
Thank you, and you let us know how it works out for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye bye. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. And those of you that have computers, if you go to my website, you can get a newsletter every single Thursday, and there will be directions like this in the newsletter, something different every week. So go to paulparent.com, and it's P-A-R-E-N-T, paulparent.com. At the very bottom of the web page, it says sign up for email newsletter. And you just put in your email address, and every Thursday you will get a newsletter. This week, we talked about selecting the right Christmas tree, and we talked about balsam fir, Fraser fir, Douglas fir, Scotch pine, white pine, spruces. We did an article on different types of flowering plants for you. So we're doing seasonal things, and we're really excited. Starting in mid-January, we're going to be having, every Sunday morning, we are going to have vegetable school. And we're going to take about a half an hour every week, and we're going to talk about a specific vegetable, how to start it by seed or buying plants, how to grow them in your garden, what the soil should be like, how to increase your production. We'll talk about potential diseases, potential insects, and how to get better performance out of your garden. Then, on Thursday, that next Thursday, all of the information about what we talked about on Sunday will be put on that email newsletter. That way, if you miss the show, but you get the email newsletter, you'll have a summary of what we talked about. So we don't want you to miss that, and we have a lot of things planned for you during the winter. We're going to do some segments of the program on blueberries, raspberries, grapes, rhubarb, apple trees, pear trees, cherry trees, and the newsletter is going to have all that information on it, and it's free, costs you nothing. So just go to paulparent.com. And at the very bottom, you may have to scroll up a little bit. It says sign up. You just put your email address and then hit submit. And every Thursday, you will get a newsletter that will give you a lot of information. Okay? Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Susie on the line who's got some questions about using stone in her flower beds.
Susie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul, and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Say, listen, I live in a condominium complex, and so I'm obviously not in control of what happens around the ground. However, yep. I did serve on the, you know, beautification committee for years and years, and we worked so hard to keep everything alive and add bulbs and things like that that have been established now, like the iris and the lilies, the Stellodoro lilies and things like that. Now, in the wisdom of our trustees, they are proceeding to remove all the mulch or just leave the mulch and add inches of crushed rock under the rhododendrons and azaleas and on top of all the bulbs and our perennials. And the crushed stone is so high under the rhododendrons that it is sitting in the crotch of the limbs. And I just wonder about the advisability of that and if the trees are going to survive.
Well, it's probably the worst thing that they could possibly do. If it's a normal year, you're not going to have too much damage. But if you have a summer where we have a lot of 90-degree temperatures back-to-back-to-back, broadleaf evergreens like rhododendrons, azaleas, holly, the sun hits the rock absorbs the heat is transferred from the rock to the ground, and the ground's going to dry out even faster.
It holds
the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing that stone does is you'll get a winter, with not a lot of snow. And what happens is the sun melts the snow slowly. Then it starts to expose bits and pieces of rock. Well, the sun hits the rock absorbs the heat, and it transfers it, and before long, that whole bed is snow-free. During the day, the sun hits the rocks, and the ground thaws. And at night, it refreezes, and it's going to destroy everything and all of your hard work. And if it's thicker than 1 inch, it's just a matter of time before everything goes. I would write a letter. Have the committee call me. It's as simple as that. Go to my website. Have them call me.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. If you're going to be ordering a wreath, try and do it in the next couple of days, because as we get closer to Christmas, if you want your family member to receive it, UPS right now is starting to get really, really busy. And right now, if we ship a wreath to, let's say, Florida, they can have it in 3 to 4 business days. If you wait any longer than that, it's going to add a day or two. West Coast right now is 5 days. And if you wait until next week, they won't get it till after Christmas. So if you're thinking of sending a wreath, email us today. Go on the internet and order it. Or after 10 o'clock, give us a call, and we'll take care of it, and we'll get it out Monday and Tuesday for you, okay? But don't hesitate. The sooner you do it, the sooner they will receive it. And Friday, I went and picked up some fresh wreaths in Maine, and they're absolutely gorgeous. But you need to do it real, real soon. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, and real quick, I just wanted to say I got my wreath this week, and it is gorgeous, so it's definitely worth checking
out. You liked it, huh?
I love it, and the smell is fantastic. That's the first thing that hit me when I opened the box. That's how nice that was. Okay. Next up, we have Donna on the line, who's calling about lawn services.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. I'm trying to plan for next year, and I had a lawn service. I do my own lawn cutting, so I'm looking for a service facade. And they seem to have come out continuously, but the lawn really never looked that good. And so I'm just wondering what your thoughts about lawn service.
Well, if the lawn service that you're using is not giving you the perfect lawn, then it's time that you try somebody else. It's as simple as that. If you're going to pay them, you know, to come in, put down all of the products, and you're not seeing any noticeable difference, then maybe it is time for you to call a different company. What I would do, Donna, is if there's a nursery that you go to on a regular basis, and you know some of the people that work there because they've helped you, I would go to them and say, is there somebody locally that does lawn service, you know, as far as feeding and putting down weed killers and things? And what you need is somebody to come in the spring, look at your lawn and say, okay, you do not have any broadleaf weeds in here. There's no dandelions, there's no clover, there's no chickweed, so that you don't need a broadleaf weed killer. Your grass is nice and thick, so that you don't need to put down the crabgrass killer for the spring. Let's see what happens, and if we notice the crabgrass comes up, then we can use a liquid and we can kill what's up, and we'll redo it for next year. But basically, what you want somebody to do is to tell you what you need, somebody that's honest, and it doesn't have to be a major chain. You know, these guys are coming with these fancy dancy trucks.
Right.
You may be able to go to the nursery and talk to the people there and say to, you know, somebody that's been there for a long time and he knows what he's talking about, you know, maybe he can do it for you on his day off, or maybe he can recommend somebody that's been doing it, that knows and is not out to make a dollar. They're out to do a good job for you. And then when that person comes and he gives you a price, say to him, are there some homes around here that you do? And they'll say, oh, yeah. Can you give me three or four names, three or four addresses, so I can drive by the house? Drive by the house, stop the car, knock on the door, and say, my name is Donner, and I'm talking to this lawn company to take care of my lawn. What do you think he's done to yours? You know, references. Go and see what he's done. Ask the people where he works, and that way you get somebody that's going to do a good job for you. But sometimes these big companies, they're going to do 25 lawns a day, and they get there, fly. And if it rains, and they put down something that has to sit on the leaf, it's washed off. So go to the nursery, get some recommendations, and go and see what their work is like.